Good morning, Garrett and Natalie and Toby. Thank you guys for coming down this morning. I am so glad to see you guys this morning. Today, we are talking about hope, and we say the word hope a lot. I hope I get this for my birthday. I hope I do well on my test. I hope I get to pick the restaurant after church. We say the word hope a lot, and when we say that, we mean that we are wishing for something that hasn't happened yet. But there's another kind of hope, too, and it is the hope that we have in God. And that is a belief and trust that God is there with us and God is going to help us through. We believe and trust that God is there. And over again in the Bible, the people hoped in God and believed that God would show up for them. And God did. God saved the Israelites from Pharaoh and the Egyptians when God parted the Red Sea. God fed the people for 40 years in the wilderness. God rescued the people from Babylon. Over and over again, God showed up for his people. And God shows up for us too. Now, God may not rescue us in the same way that we read about in the Bible, but we can have hope in God and trust that God is always with us and that God is always going to help us get through things. Things are not always great. Sometimes we go through hard times. But even in those times, we can hope and trust that God is there with us. The people had to wait and hope a long, long time before the Messiah came, before Jesus came. But now, because of Jesus, we know that God always keeps his promises and that we can hope and believe and trust in God. And that is great news. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for promising to always be there for us. We are so glad we can put our hope in you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.